the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. How the heck are you? Man, oh man, working our way midway through filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network in the Crossbreed Holster studios. Previous hour was a good one. If you missed it, go back and listen to it on podcast. Alan Gottlieb joined me, as he always does, for updates, and we played for you about three or four clips of the socialist who will be getting the nomination unless she gets indicted. And knowing the socialist, they don't care. Doesn't matter to them. They'll keep her. People will still vote for her. She could have indictments for heinous crimes, and the socialists will still vote for her. That's just the way it is. That's what's become of the Democrat Party today. No scruples, to put it nicely. Not on satellite radio, so I can't Howard Stern you here, but my, unbelievable that people will continue to pull the lever for that woman. Indictment or not, doesn't make any difference. Heck, even if she's not, we know it's political, and if you're, you know what she did, but you don't care. You couldn't care less what she did. You like global warming. You hate guns. Yay for Hillary. Moving forward with Hillary. Yeah, we'll see about that. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News is Armed American Radio's newest political analyst, and he is amazing. Does incredible, incredible work over at Breitbart. You can read everything he writes at Breitbart News. It's real simple, Breitbart.com. Or just Google his name up, A.W.R. Hawkins, to see a list of everything he's put out. And I tell you what's really fun to do, because I use his work for, he's a regular go-to for me for research, has been for a long time, before he even knew he was, quite frankly, along with a number of other sites. But you can head over to Facebook.com, A.W.R. Hawkins, and like his page, and check out all of the great stories that he's writing about and that I'll be talking about at some point during the day or during this monster show or on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So let's head straight over to A.W.R. Hawkins and find out what he's got under his belt. I know what he's got under his belt, and it's all good. A.W.R., how you doing, brother?
Hi, doing great, Mark. Great to be with you.
Thanks. Great to be here with you, too. Believe me, the pleasure is all mine. Boy, where do you want to start? You want to go to Hillary Clinton? You want to comment on some of those things, some of those comments?
I heard your last part with Alan there, and, you know, the hunters in Pennsylvania ought to take it as an affront that she thinks they're that stupid, that this woman who wants to increase regulations on FFLs, those are federal firearm license holders, she wants to go after retail gun stores, she wants to let crime victims sue gun manufacturers, she wants to expand background checks, she wants to expand instant checks to an indefinite check, meaning going to buy a gun at Walmart could go from taking 20 seconds to literally taking 3, 4, 5 months. Literally. This is the kind of idiocy. This woman praises the Australian gun ban. And then to stand in front of these hunters and say we can't ignore the Second Amendment. I mean, it's hard to think of a statement that could have been more antithetical to the real her. That statement is so ridiculous. And it gets me fired up because it's a bald lie, and it's an attempt. It's an attempt to play on the benevolence of the people in the audience. And she confuses benevolence with gullibility, and I hope that people in Pennsylvania are smarter than that. That's what I hope.
Does she confuse it?
I don't know. She has a plan.
She's got a plan. She has a plan, no doubt. Let's dig deeper into that. We've got new stations in Pennsylvania listening to us. We're right around State College is listening to us near Penn State. Around Pittsburgh, you're listening. Around Harrisburg, you're listening. And a number of other areas up near Scranton, you're listening to the program.
Right.
AWR, I got to ask this question. I have to ask this question. And I just want to get a thought from you, because I know we can't get into anybody's heads, okay? But we got a lot of Union Democrat voters up there who love their guns. I've not been easy on Democrats pulling the lever for these gun grabbers at this stage of the game. And then when we read a story, and it was your story I was quoting, and you know it, that you wrote about up there, and we just heard what you said, what she truly thinks, how stupid they are. How do they grasp that when they go to see this? How? Can you answer that question for me? Can somebody answer it for me?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're just going to have to wake up. And I don't say it critically. Like, I hope we have some union members listening. You know, I hope that audience grows. But you've got to vote. You've got to think bigger than your union. You've got to think bigger than the benefits you get from being part of a union. You've got to put union thought and other thoughts aside. And in this election, there has to be three or four central issues. The border has to be one. The military has to be one. And protecting gun rights has to be one. Hillary Clinton has been very clear. She has declared an all-out war on the right to keep and bear arms. It's not fun and games anymore. It's not, well, if I'm president, we're going to get trigger locks. No, no, no. It's none of that. It's an all-out assault on the gun industry that if frivolous lawsuits against gun makers are allowed to begin, if crime victims can sue a gun maker who made a gun legally, sold a gun legally, and then that gun was stolen and misused, if the victims in that scenario can sue the gun company for a gun that was stolen and misused, then it won't be long till they'll all have to close up shop. That's what you're getting if you vote for Hillary, because she's made a promise that that's part of what she's going to do.
Yeah, and it won't be the government coming in and saying you're going to close up shop. What's going to happen is mom and pop gun shops, where you probably buy your firearms, are going to say at the dinner table, I can't take this chance.
Right.
I can't risk this.
They won't be able to afford the insurance. They won't be able to afford the insurance that would cover them, especially after a few suits go through and the insurance companies realize suits are more likely rather than less likely. Well, then the insurance companies will have to raise rates proportionally to cover the expense they're going to face for the next suit. And yeah, it starts snowballing. And you're right, at the dinner table, the grandpa who might have owned a gun store for 64 years, he cries in front of his grandkids, goes, I was going to pass this on to you, but I'm going to have to sell it. Why? Because of Hillary Clinton, because she is a leftist who hates freedom, and the best way to kill freedom is to take away the right to keep and bear arms, period. Where there are no guns, there is no freedom. That's a very simple maxim everyone should have in their head. Where there are no guns, there is no freedom. That's the bottom line.
I hope you're listening in Pennsylvania. I hope you are. I hope you're paying attention. The AWR nailed this. I want to send you to his column. And not just Pennsylvania, but everywhere. But we know this Pennsylvania primary is coming up. And I know that there are a lot of you, a lot of good Democrats who love your guns. Understand one thing. This is Armed American Radio. This isn't Armed American Global Warming, Abortion Viewpoint, LGBT, or whatever it is, radio. This is Armed American Radio, where we view everything through the prism of the right to keep and bear arms, through that lens, if you will, of the Second Amendment. This is our single issue. So we come at you from that single issue. And when it comes to that single issue, there's a lot of you I don't understand. And I want you to start looking at it this way. As you heard AWR say, this is for the marbles. There is war declared on your guns, Pennsylvania gun owners, Michigan gun owners, and gun owners across the country. You agree, AWR? I mean, well, work with
me. I agree,
me.
And well put. Do I have time before the break to say one other thing on this topic?
You do. We've got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Here's the thing. I want everybody to pay attention. When Hillary talks about guns, she, with a smile, she mentions 33,000 deaths to gun violence every year. We lose 33,000 lives to gun violence every year. 33. It's a mantra. Here's what you have to understand. If you're listening, if you have a pen, write this down. Share it with your friends. We have on average in this country between 10 and 11,000 deaths each year that are firearm related, that are committed in what we would call gun violence. They are homicides, all right? Roughly 10 to 11,000. That's one third the number that Hillary quotes. She exaggerates the number by two thirds, by 66%. She exaggerates the number, because if you were running around going, wait, we've got 350 million guns in this country and 10,000 homicides, trust me, if one of those homicide victims is a member of your family. That hurts. I'm not belittling that. But what I'm saying is homicides are unbelievably low. 10,000 homicides per 350 million guns. See, if she were to quote that number, she would look like the fool she is. So she has to exaggerate. So instead of saying 10,000, she says 33,000. And she gets to that figure by taking accidental deaths, which usually hover around 500 a year.
So suicides, if she throws it in the mix. AWR, we're going to take a break, and I want to come back to that when we come back, because even more important is the media lets her slide. We'll be right back with the great AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Powerful stuff. Don't turn it off.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. The Vice President of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. My favorite part of the week is sitting down with you on the Monster broadcast. And every day, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, if you want to listen live, you can visit armedamericanradio.com. Click the Listen Live link. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. If you're on the East Coast, it'd be 4:06 we go live. Got to take care of business. Got the news, weather, and sports that comes up on the top of every single hour. 1 o'clock, 1:06 p.m. out on the West Coast. And Arizona, where you're one of the only states I know of that maintains its sanity and doesn't move the clocks around like a bunch of kooks. Thanks for doing that for the rest of us, by the way. But Arizona, thanks for staying true. Man, I got to love Arizona. Looking forward to getting back out there in the next few weeks, too. Why? Because it's just time. It's just time. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Dave Kopp from Arizona Citizens Defense League is going to be here. And we're going to be updating you on the legislative action taking place in Arizona to stop none other than obnoxious New York, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, because for some reason he's got a medal in Arizona's affairs, just like he did Washington and Oregon and is in Nevada and wants to meddle in your affairs. So tell me, do you have room for an obnoxious former New York mayor, billionaire in your face telling you how to live? I didn't think so, but that's what he's doing. So we'll be talking with Arizona Citizens Defense League right after this. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins, Armed American Radio's political analyst from Breitbart News, breitbartnews.com, for all things AWR. AWR, let's go back to that real quick. We'll wrap up that other segment. Then I want to go to this incredibly tragic and bizarre case coming out of Ohio, because the sheriff has been saying some things that I think need repeated on this program anyway. But the media giving the Clintons a pass and the rest of them a pass and never letting the, you know, never questioning anybody when these misstatements are made.
Right.
It's got to drive you nuts as a journalist, right?
Yeah, it drives you nuts. But, you know, you correct it. You correct it as much as you can. But like I was saying, for anyone who the last segment, if it didn't come full circle for you, let me just say this. Hillary Clinton claims 33,000 deaths to gun violence a year. That's malarkey, to put it kindly. There are 10 to 11,000 a year. Those are firearm-related homicides. That's actual gun violence. There are approximately 500 accidental deaths a year. I know if you listen to the left talk, you would think there were hundreds of thousands of accidental deaths, 500. And there are roughly 20 to 22,000 suicides a year in which someone uses a firearm. That's where they get the bulk of these numbers. The suicides alone outnumber purposeful deaths, that is homicide, and accidental deaths. So she adds all these things together, exaggerates the number by 66%, and then calls it all gun violence. It is all a bald lie. There's not a kinder way to put it. It's a bald lie. She knows it's a lie. It's on par with her lie that gun manufacturers have immunity from liability right now. It's on par with that lie. That's how big it is. But she keeps saying it. So listeners and my readers, you have to be smart enough to know, look, it's a lie. Here's why it's a lie. And you need to break that down for your coworkers, your family members, your friends.
Yeah, and you have an obligation to do that. You have a responsibility if you're a law-abiding gun owner. You have a responsibility and an obligation to make sure that this factual information gets out. Read these things. Don't just headline surf. Don't just listen to what Hillary Clinton says. Dig deep into it. Go back and listen to the first hour. Listen to the clips we played. Listen to her in her own voice. Pay attention and understand what's at stake. You have an obligation to your country, to yourself, and your family to do these things. And my gosh, it's never been, excuse me, more important than it is right now. Unbelievable stuff. And when you see the media, not let them know. Write a letter to the editor when you see the garbage. Ask why they didn't ask the question. Send the reporter an email. Why didn't you ask her this?
Right.
Write a letter to the New York Times. Go ahead.
She pay attention, too. She has a habit, besides those two huge lies, she has a habit of describing semi-automatic rifles as automatic weapons. Those two words, she'll use those together quite often. She described the Sandy Hook gunman as using an automatic weapon. She's described the use of automatic weapons in other types of shootings similar to that. What she never does, though, see, here's what you have to be smart enough. I know you are, Mark, and I know the majority of these listeners have already figured this out, and my readers, the majority have. But there are some of you who haven't sat down, as Mark just said, and chewed on these facts. Chew on it and think about it. If I really, really wanted to make those school children safe, what would I do? Well, I certainly wouldn't call a gun automatic if it wasn't. No, what I would do is I would remove the gun-free zone so that the teachers could shoot back. I would move the gun-free zone so that the custodian and the other staff members could shoot back, so that when that little punk kid raised that rifle up in the hall, that the biggest mystery in the world would be how many bullet holes his body was riddled with, not how many kids he was able to kill. But the Democrats will not do that. They keep these schools in such a situation that they're always ripe for an attack, because hundreds, thousands of people sit every day in these classrooms defenseless. That their only defense is the lock on a door, and that's no defense at all.
Yeah, and something else I want to point out, too, when it comes to homicides and those numbers, the FBI statistics, and again, don't believe my voice. Don't believe AWR's voice. Go to FBI.gov. The statistics are there for you year after year after year, going back decades. Right. It's in front of your face. And check these numbers out. As you know, AWR, these numbers are dropping every single year. And I might want to point out that included in those homicide numbers are also lawful homicides, is also includes a defensive gun use, and a lawful self-defense shooting is also included in that homicide figure. So that includes also justifiable homicides as well, because it's still a death, and it is still included as a homicide. These numbers are lower than you would imagine, and they are continuing to drop. And I don't have to remind you that gun ownership is at record level. So please, there's no excuse in today's day and age to be that individual that's ignorant, because as I tell you, ignorance, if left unattended, particularly intentionally, breeds stupidity. Don't be that person. All right, AWR, let's go over to this Ohio case. Now, I don't mean to catch you off guard here, but there's a terrible case happening of what, now read the headline from Fox News, well-planned and methodical execution of an Ohio family. Now, more information, of course, is coming out, and right now we find out that the investigation has revealed three uncovered marijuana growing operations. Here's what the sheriff said, that those residents who feel they were in danger, while also warning residents who felt they were in danger, to be armed. And that's beautiful, because we don't hear that very often, do we?
No. Well, and he's right, though. You're in a rural area, and I don't know how long police response time is there, but from the map I saw, I wouldn't want to have someone kick in my door and then have to look at a clock while I'm waiting for the police to come. And I don't say that with any negativity toward the police. It's just a fact of life. It takes a little while to cover the land out there. And so you're talking about Pike County Sheriff Charles Reeder, who you're quoting. And Reeder said that he has spoken to the members of the Roden family who are still alive, and he told them, listen, be armed. Take caution, be armed. And that's the advice, that's advice. Of course, it applies especially to them right now, but every American needs to take that advice. Our founding fathers never dreamed that we would live in an America where a great number of fathers in households would take their families out to eat or would do whatever they do every day.
And be unarmed. AWR, I need you to hold that thought. I'm going to ask you, if you would, stay through the break with me for just 1 second. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You've got 6 days, 6 days left to win the gun of the day. Real simple to do. Head over to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Join the USCCA. One of three different membership levels puts you in the running for today's gun. Today's gun is a Carr MK9 Elite, MSRP, $987. You will get a check for that amount to purchase that gun. A gun-a-day giveaway every day this month in April. There are only 6 days left. You have 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 30 seconds from the sound of my voice right now to participate. That ends at midnight, so make sure to check the clock. But there will be a new gun up there tomorrow, so make sure to visit usccaonair.com. Also, April 29th, May 1st, I've been telling you, it's sneaking up on us, and it is concealedcarryexpo.com. I will be there later this week on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Concealed Carry Expo, as will be Tim Schmidt, Milwaukee County Sheriff Dave Clark, Alan Gottlieb will be there, the entire family from Crossbreed Holsters, over 100 other exhibitors, half the staff ever at the U.S., I can't say half the staff, but a large portion of the staff at the United States Concealed Carry Association will be there at the booth, and a great time is going to be had by all exhibitors. 100-plus, growing like a weed. I think they sold. Kevin was on the show last week, the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and said it was sold out three or four times. That's huge. Some of the presenters are going to be Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee, Colonel Dave Grossman will be there, Beth Alcazar will be there, Dave Young will be there. There's a full seminar schedule on the website, concealedcarryexpo.com. It is at the Georgia International Convention Center. Drive or fly, you have plenty of time. Information about the hotel is there if you want to spend the night. The show hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4. Make sure you're there. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. I will be broadcasting the Daily Show from the Crossbreed booth and the Second Amendment Foundation booth and the USCCA booth on Friday this week coming up. You can come by and shake my paw. I might even mic you up. That's the beauty. Yes, I'm going to be at all three booths. That's the beauty of mobile equipment. Let's go back over to AWR Hawkins real fast. AWR, I get so involved in our conversations, I wasn't paying much attention to the clock. Thanks for sticking over with me for a minute. Please continue your thought about Sheriff Reeder in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, when he encourages people to be armed, it's refreshing, but at the same time, it shouldn't be. It should be common sense. Our founders never dreamed that fathers would take their families to restaurants without also taking a means of defending that family, or that they would take their families to the gas station or the ice cream shop or the movie theater or on and on. See, what we do, is if we don't go prepared to take care of our own families, we are just trusting somebody else. Somebody else can handle it. And what we do is we overlook what John Locke described as our most important property, which is our own lives. And next to my most important property, the most important properties are the lives of my family members. And it only makes sense. If it occurs to us to own a gun to protect our property, to keep someone from stealing a car or something like that, surely it should make sense that we carry a gun to defend the most valuable property we own. And that includes those family members who travel with us to the different events each day, throughout the day, week after week, month after month, year after year. I'm just saying, to defend on the state to defend you is foolishness. Get a gun, train with it, follow the laws of your state, be responsible, follow the laws of your state. But once you have adhered to those laws and you can carry in your state, you carry a gun to defend your family and to defend yourself. That's the life our founders envisioned for America when they framed in the Second Amendment.
And it's the life they themselves lived. Well said. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Facebook.com. It's real simple. Check him out at Twitter, at AWR Hawkins. Read everything he writes at Breitbart News. Real simple, Breitbart.com. Read everything he writes. You hear it come to life on this program every single week as Armed American Radio's political analyst. AWR, thank you so much, and I appreciate you sticking over. Means the world. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Great to be with you, as always.
10-4, man. Okay, we're going to do something fun right now. You know, AWR Hawkins is out in Arizona. He gets around the country a lot. I do, too. Arizona, you know, if you listen to me regularly over the last 7 years, soon to be heading into our 8th year. In fact, in 2 days will be our 7th year anniversary on the 26th of April. Really, really amazing. But I love Arizona. It's kind of just, I'm drawn there. I've been drawn there for the last few decades. I get out there as often as I can. I love the desert. There's something about the desert sunsets, and the freedom that Arizona brings with it. As the most gun-friendly, pro-rights-friendly state in America. And there's just something about it. I don't know what it is. But one of the groups that makes it possible in Arizona to maintain its freedom so that when you visit the state, or if you live in the state, you're listening in Phoenix, you're listening in Bullhead City, and a number of other states out there, cities out there right now, Apache Junction, we love you guys, is Arizona Citizens Defense League. And the president of that organization, I'm also a member, is Dave Kopp, and he joins us right now from the great state of Arizona, who is under attack from, of all people, a New York obnoxious former mayor, billionaire, Michael Bloomberg. Hey, Dave, thanks for being here, brother. Glad you could make it. We've got a lot to talk with you about today.
Oh, God, yes.
It's one of those things. You know, the content keeps coming at us, really too much of it to keep up with. What I want to talk about with you, I want you to understand that you have this program behind you. Of course, I'm a member of AZCDL. I might be a couple thousand miles away from one of my favorite places in the world, the Phoenix, Scottsdale, or the Tombstone, Tucson area. Take your pick, anywhere in that beautiful state. That we want our listeners to know that we support what's happening in Arizona. And I've spoken to the group out there 2 years running now at the AZCDL annual meetings, and it's an honor to do so. And I want listeners in Arizona to know, not just members of AZCDL. If you're not a member, I want you to become a member. It's incredibly important. But I want you to hear it from Dave himself, the man who's working with the legislation, or working with the legislator, and putting together the legislation to protect you, and that you have friends, Dave, outside the state, that you're not fighting this battle alone. Where do we stand right now?
Well, as far as legislation goes, we've still got six bills, four House bills, two Senate bills, still got six bills still going. And pretty much at the end of the line now, everything's on hold right now because of the budget. And this is something that, you, as you probably know, happens pretty much every year. They get down to budget time, and everything else comes to a halt. So we're looking at right now, I'll give you a quick rundown of bill numbers. We've got House Bill 2081, which is the bill that says the government cannot check any database on a private transfer of a firearm, or any private property for that matter. That bill is pretty broadly worded, and we like that. That is a House bill, and it's in the Senate now, awaiting what they call a third read, which is the final vote. And like I said, it's all waiting on the budget. We have also House Bill 2338, which is one of our requested bills. That is the bill that would say that an educational institution cannot bar you from carrying a firearm on a public right-of-way, like a street or a sidewalk, just because it happens to go through a campus. And that is also in the Senate awaiting a third read vote. House Bill 2446 is basically a technical correction. It basically says that if you have folks like to refer to as a Class 3 weapon, even though that's technically not correct, anything on the NFA list, if you have one of those weapons, it basically goes into statute and corrects what is now incorrect language, because statute refers to the Treasury Department's registry. And anybody who owns NFA weapons knows that Treasury Department no longer maintains that registry. So it goes in and corrects that and basically says that if your weapon is owned in conformance with federal law, then it's not illegal. And so that goes in and corrects that. And again, that's in the Senate waiting on a third read vote. And then getting into the real nitty-gritty and what we consider one of our most important bills this year is House Bill 2524, and that's a bill you and I have discussed before. That's the Uniform Firearms Transfer Compact.
Right.
And that's what we consider our Bloomberg stopper. The basic idea is that it would say that if we enter into this compact with any other state, hopefully more than one, the states are agreeing to say that no laws will be imposed at the state level that would exceed federal law when it comes to a private firearm transfer.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. HB 2524 is a perfect place to end it for the break. When we come back, I want to read something from AZCDL that I get in my mailbox here. You should be too. I'll tell you how to do that and why it's so vital that HB 2524 pass, and exactly what it means. We'll be back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear, learn defensive skills from world-class trainers, shoot new pistols, see the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Yeah, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly, and if death befalls you as a result of your actions at the hands of someone lawfully defending their lives as a result of your actions, I hope it hurts. And I hope it's one ugly ride. Welcome back to the studios. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast is in full gear right here. Arizona Citizens Defense League, if you don't get the emails, listen, let me tell you, what happens in Arizona matters to you more than you'll ever know. A lot of people used to think, oh, Florida's the most gun-friendly state in the country. And you know, it used to be. Other states have surpassed it, including the one I'm sitting in now. Georgia has surpassed Florida as far as our gun laws. We can openly carry sidearms here. I do, frequently. Can't do that in Florida. While Florida's a great state, Georgia became a little bit better because of some of the laws we've passed, the Guns Everywhere legislation, if you will. And our next big hurdle will be constitutional carry, and it will pass here in the state. We can't get past the Florida Sheriff's Association as the demographics of the state shift now. More blue Dems are moving in. The state is becoming purple. And guess what comes with that? Who wants your guns? What party? Say it out loud. I can wait. Go ahead. That's right. The Socialist Party. Arizona, widely known as the freest state in the nation. A state built on the gun, tremendous history as a frontier state in Arizona. And the battle is being waged right now by none other than a former mayor, an obnoxious financier, a billionaire who hates you. He is the chief un-American. Michael Bloomberg. Here's just a little bit from the AZCDL email blast that I got just 3 days ago. The threat is real. In 2014, Bloomberg and his billionaire buddies poured over $10 million into the passage of their gun owner registration scheme in Washington via ballot measure I-594, similar to what we expect to see filed in Arizona. In a press release crowing about their Washington success, Bloomberg's Everytown for Gun Safety stated that they were also targeting Nevada, Maine, and Arizona for the same treatment. In 2015, Bloomberg's group successfully met the requirements to get their gun owner registration scheme on the 2016 Nevada ballot. Earlier this year, they met similar requirements in Maine. Arizona is next. Thanks to AZCDL, with the passage of constitutional carry and other good gun laws, Arizona has been ranked as the number one state for gun owners for the last 3 years. Taking us down is the gun grabbers' number one goal. Now, I want you to take a listen to this. Very, very important stuff. Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns set up shop in Arizona in 2013. In 14, they changed their Arizona business name to Everytown for Gun Safety. In 15, four identical bills criminalizing the private transfer of firearms were filed. Thanks to AZCDL's involvement, these bills were defeated early in the session. Three nearly identical bills were filed again this season. Again, thanks to AZCDL's involvement, they were defeated early. These bills are an obvious prelude to a Bloomberg-backed ballot measure that we expect to see. I'm talking with the president of the Arizona Citizens Defense League, great friend, AZCDL, and that's Dave Kopp. Dave, welcome back to the show. This is very frightening stuff. It's dangerous stuff. People need to wake up and understand that you can't just say, oh, this is Arizona, this is the freest state in the nation. It ain't going to happen here, because if they do that, what will happen there?
Well, and, you know, we're hearing a lot of that. We're hearing a lot of people say, you know, it won't happen here. It's Arizona. We're too conservative. We're too pro-gun. It won't happen here. But, you know, everybody says that. Even in bluer states like Washington and Oregon, everybody said it's not going to happen here. They'll never get it passed. And when it happens, it's too late. You know, it's too late to go back and change it. And the biggest problem that we have in Arizona, a lot of folks have initiative. But we have a unique thing in Arizona. We have what's called the Voter Protection Act. And so once an initiative is passed, you can't change it. The only thing that the legislature can do is by a three-fourths vote, three-fourths of the legislature can vote to change an initiative as long as the vote furthers the purpose of the initiative. So not only is it a nearly impossible task to get a three-quarters vote, but it can only further the purpose of the initiative anyway. So fundamentally, once they pass an initiative, there's only one way to change it, and that's to do another initiative that overrides it.
All right, and I'm going to make very clear here that it is not going to be, as much as I hate to say this, Bloomberg is going to get the signatures required. He will do it. In Arizona, according to this mail-out, this election season, only 150,642 signatures are needed to meet the requirements for an initiative petition. For a billionaire like Bloomberg, that's easy work using paid signature gatherers. And this year it will be even easier. With several initiatives being filed to legalize marijuana in Arizona, lefty voters will be flocking to petition signature gathering tables like moths to a flame. Once the signatures are gathered, Bloomberg's organizations have until July 7th to file their petition. And what that means is, hey, stoner, while you're here, sign this too. Okay, dude. Done. This is frightening. Now, I understand, Dave, the premise of the voter protecting. I understand that. You know, when it's a really good conservative thing and it's a frontier state, we don't want the government. Wait, we want to have a voice in this government, and you can't change it. But boy, oh boy, it can be flipped around on you, can't it?
Well, and that's exactly the problem, because the voter initiative, which was designed to give the people a voice, has become a billionaire's plaything now. If you go to the, you know, we have two ways of doing it here in Arizona. You can run an initiative petition, which is circulated supposedly by the people, and you get signatures, and it gets put on the ballot if you get enough signatures. Or you can go to the legislature, have the legislature put it through the legislative process, you know, get the votes in the House and the Senate, and then once you've gotten the votes and it's passed the legislature will put it on the ballot. So it's initiative or referendum, basically. And if you go to the legislature and say, well, gee, I'd like to get this particular idea put on the ballot through referendum, the first thing they're going to ask you is, okay, where's your $2 million for the ad campaign? Because if you don't have that kind of money to back it up, we're not even going to think about it. And the same basic thing applies to any citizen initiative. Do you have a huge group of volunteers? Do you have $1 million to hire professional signature gatherers? Do you have another $1 million or $2 million to run a professional ad campaign to get this thing on the air? Because otherwise, don't even bother. It's become a millionaire's or billionaire's plaything. And so if you've got the money, sure, you can get an initiative on the ballot and you can do whatever you want. But the idea that it's now a citizen's petition anymore, it's laughable.
Yeah,
because you have
it is laughable. Listen,
dollars to get it done.
The most important thing now is, and Arizona listeners, it's very important. Now, you know that you have support outside the state. And I want to let you know that we're going to be out broadcasting in Arizona, and we're going to be driving this point home some in more than three, probably two or three times between now and the end of summer, and then again before the election. So we're going to be out there in Arizona. We'll probably be broadcasting from Tucson, Phoenix, Tombstone. We're going to get out there, and we're going to help get the word out. Dave Kopp. Thank you, AZCDL. You can head over there. You can join. You can donate. We need your assistance to help stop Bloomberg. After Arizona, he wants you next. And trust me, the headline surfers and the dopes, he's counting on stupidity. We have to be smarter than he is and the rest of them. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Armed American Radio continues.
Just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.